Don, I mean, after listening to you and how passionate you are about hunting and conservation, everything, I know you feel the same way that we do, and that is that, the most important thing for us is to bring the next generation into the outdoors and to be introduced to hunting. Do your kids, are they involved in hunting? And then what do you do to make sure that that we're passing this incredible privilege on to future generations?
Well, yeah, listen, it is a great question because, as you can tell, it does mean a lot to me. It's the outdoors. I've said it 100 times now. It's been great for me. It's kept me out of a lot of all the trouble. I want to make sure that's there for my kids. My kids are young. My oldest is only 8. But from day one, I was exposing them to little bits as much as their patience will allow. My son will sit with me on opening day, and he's got the ability to sit there for 3, 4 hours and be quiet and watch. No one knows more about game animals than my daughter. They'll walk through places and see stuff and, oh, Dad, that's a caribou, and look at the elk. They've really learned a lot about nature, about wildlife habitat, about we go pick berries, we do all sorts of stuff like that. I mean, they really do like to come along. And the biggest thing, that I found in the greatest initial exposure, for at least 4 of my 5 kids, because I have a 1-year-old, but all of them, we go fishing together. It's great, and to see them already competent in these things, and then slowly starting to integrate them into the shooting sports with an air gun. And I know my son and daughter both, you'd be amazed how competent they are with a bow already. And again, teaching them that discipline, the safety associated therewith. My son, if he walks into my man cave slash reloading room, he doesn't even look at the gun there, because he knows that if he wants to go do something when he's old enough, he'll be able to do it with daddy or Uncle Eric. And so I think from a safety standpoint, understanding the severity of the consequences of what can happen if you don't treat firearms or you don't respect them, I think it's an incredible educational lesson. But I think in terms of hunting itself, getting them out there and seeing nature and appreciating it, understanding the food chain and how things really work, it's been a great lesson for them. And for city kids who are being brought up in the city, although we don't really spend the weekends here, we're always outdoors, they are exposed to that city life during the week. I think they have an incredible understanding. I think I won either best or worst dad a few years ago when I think my son was 4 and I got him his first ATV, like motorized ATV. I think they thought I was the best dad. I think, most parents today would say, "Oh my God, that's so horrible. What would you do?" I'm not a big believer in the helicopter parenting. I mean, my son comes up to me, it was, I think, yesterday or the day before, because I took him into the woods last week, basically just chopping firewood for the season, for the winter, to have up at the cabin. He's like, "Dad, can we go back in the woods?" And he's got his little tomahawk axe. He wants to use it, and he's learned how to use it safely. And I'm, I watch him like a hawk. But he really wants to be out in the woods and do that rather than sit on an iPad and or stare at a TV screen or a computer screen. He really wants to be out there, and I see that in a lot of my kids. And these are the kind of things that were incredible for me in my upbringing, making sure I understood sort of the corollary to life as I've been exposed to it, again, as the son of a rich guy in New York City. And they really get that already, and they're incredibly outdoorsy kids already. And I can't think of a better way to expose them to the outdoors and the other side of life and nature than hunting. And they really appreciate it and have a great knowledge for kids that are as young as they are. Perhaps more so than anyone else that I know, or their children. And so it is going to be a big part of their life growing up. And I'm going to do the best I can to instill those values in it, and make sure that they have them for themselves, as well as their kids behind them.
It's a topic that I'm very passionate about as well. And the thing that absolutely drives me crazy is that the same parents that would never allow their kids to hunt or go shooting with someone, a responsible adult, will allow their kids to play PlayStation and Xbox, for 12 hours a day. And
No,
the damage that they're
without question.
doing, the damage that they're doing to the child, with all these electronic, distractions. Compared to the lessons that are learned through, an outdoor lifestyle, through hunting or fishing, there's just no comparison.
I think without question, and nothing makes me happier than when my kid comes back and he's been playing in the woods and he's just filthy, muddy, and just has this, big old grin on his face. And my daughter's the same way. I mean, she doesn't abide by any gender stereotypes. I mean, she's out there like all of them. I mean, she's the best bass fisherman in the family, probably. She does it all on her own, and she's into it. And it's great to see the confidence that builds in them, rather than some of the other stuff that they could easily be exposed to, has just been amazing. So honestly, I can't say enough about it, and I can't try to be a more staunch advocate for for it. So my rule is, get your kids outdoors and get them outdoors often. It's important, and it's something that I'll always do for them.